This is no different than the 60s now. Just get off your rear end and get out there. That's the only difference, is you're, you know, busy with yourselves.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, a woman from Massachusetts made famous by Thanksgiving dies just before the big holiday. Well, Alice Brock died the other day at age 83. That's the Alice in the title of folk singer Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant and the movie of the same name that followed. She was a well-known figure in Berkshire County for decades. Guthrie announced her death online, saying he first met her in 1962 when Brock was a school librarian in Stockbridge. As you've probably heard if you're listening to this around publication, Guthrie's song is played annually on Thanksgiving nationwide and is still celebrated today as an enduring anti-war anthem. Guthrie eventually bought the church that Brock and her husband owned during the events described in the song and established the Guthrie Center there. The Great Barrington, Massachusetts venue is hosting a special exhibit celebrating Brock. For this Thanksgiving episode of the WAMC News Podcast, let's go into the WAMC archives and listen to this feature story about Alice Brock, filed by Jim Lavoulis in 2014.
About Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's restaurant is
sights, sounds, smells, and familiar faces helped recreate the title name of the popular 1960s Arlo Guthrie song at the Dreamaway Lodge in Beckett, Massachusetts. The kitchen was bustling.
Table 23, salads for 23.
The herbs were diced. The meat was sizzling. The glasses were chilled. Laughs were had, and taste buds were satisfied.
Yum, yum.
And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
The two-day event showcased a menu inspired by Alice Brock, the Alice in Guthrie's song. Dreamaway chef Amy Lovelace came up with the idea.
Most of the things on the menu are going to spark memories in a lot of the people who are coming, because a lot of the people used to eat at Alice's or work at Alice's. We have a lot of former employees coming to this both nights. I think one of the things that, a couple of the things that people talk about the most still is the Chinese duck, which they used to call black duck because it has a dark, dark marinade.
Lovelace grew up eating at Brock's The Back Room, Takeout Alice, and finally Alice's Restaurant, inspiring her to pursue a career in the culinary arts.
She was one of the people who made it look like a viable career and a viable artistic expression.
Brock got into the restaurant business in 1966 after cooking for students from the Stockbridge School out of the church she lived in with her husband, and the garbage, as legend has it. One of those students was Guthrie. Brock was known for serving dishes from different cultures and parts of the world.
A lot of it I just made up. You know, I heard about it or I read about it, and I said, okay, maybe it tastes like this.
Guthrie's song details a series of events in Stockbridge and New York City involving Brock and their pals, who she says were considered hippies, after having grown up as juvenile delinquents and beatniks.
So yeah, we sat around the big old oak table, which I still have, and he sang us what he had, and then we started adding verses to it. We had a good time, but, you know, in the end, it's Arlo's song.
Brock says the run-ins with police and most of the stories detailed in the song are largely true, but a lot of what is depicted in the 1969 movie that followed is fiction. She says she didn't want anything to do with the movie initially, but her father, who was friends with the director, Berkshire's mainstay Arthur Penn, convinced her it would lead to good things. Brock, Guthrie, and other Berkshire locals are in the movie either as themselves or as extras.
I was very uncomfortable, because public figures are not really treated with much respect. They really aren't. Once your name's in the paper, people feel that they can go, oh, are you Alice? Turn around. Like they want to see my behind or something. So I resented it for a long time, but I've come to realize now that people are just delighted when they hear my name. So how can I complain?
Brock says the song became so popular because it captured how young people were feeling during the late 1960s.
Oh, it was so timely. It was really, I mean, we thought that the government was totally off base. They didn't know what they were talking about. We were very much against the war. Most people my age were. You know, it was the beginning of the, it was the 60s, actually it was the end of the 60s. But we had already decided not to live by their rules. We were living by our own rules.
Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car.
Even without the song in the movie, Brock's menu etched itself into Berkshire culinary history, according to the customers at the Dream Away Lodge.
Alice had her restaurants in the Berkshires when I first moved here. So it's part of the history of the Berkshires.
As is this place.
So it was a nice combination of things. But it really was sort of something fun from the past.
I mean, Alice is legendary, you know, and I was tickled because I wasn't here when she had her restaurant. But boy, was I happy to be here for this.
In Provincetown, Massachusetts, Brock runs a gallery showcasing her art and books. She says people of all ages realize after a short time in the gallery that Alice is the Alice from the song played around the country on Thanksgiving.
I mean, a lot of teenagers and young people say to me, oh, I wish I lived in the 60s, and I say to them, this is no different than the 60s now. Just get off your rear end and get out there. That's the only difference, is you're, you know, busy with yourselves. We were busy thinking that we could change the world. And we did, a little bit.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
4 or 5 hours later, that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and happy holidays. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.